Good day out there, wherever you may be. This is the college football themed podcast, The Fifth Quarter. This is episode 12. I'm your host, John Shomo. This week, we will take a look back at a very busy and very interesting week 10 in the college football universe. We'll take a look at some other issues in the sport, including the first ever college football playoff rankings of a 12-team playoff system. And we'll look ahead to Week 11 and some featured games, and we'll make our picks. We pick four games every week with the point spread involved, and we'll see how we did last week and make some picks for Week 11. So let's get started where we need to start. The big game of Week 10 was over in State College, Pennsylvania, Happy Valley at Beaver Stadium. They drew over 111,000 fans to the game, started at noon. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the world-famous Ohio State Buckeyes, as Gus Johnson likes to say, pulled out a 20-13 very interesting win on the road at Penn State. The Bucks were shaky early. They fell behind 10-0 on a bad pick six thrown by Will Howard. But he got it together. They got it together. The defense played tremendously well. And the Chip Kelly run game finally emerged, I think. Chip Kelly's system of running. He's a run-first guy, by the way. The Ohio State offensive coordinator, the former head coach of Oregon and the Philadelphia Eagles and the 49ers. And I think we saw what he'd like it to look like in the biggest moment of the season thus far. Great job by the retooled offensive line. They have lost two starting left tackles for the season. Donovan Jackson moved over to left tackle from left guard. Hinsman moved in at left guard. And they really blocked well, especially at the end of the game. At the end of the game, Ohio State took over after a tremendous goal line stand at their own one-yard line, 5 minutes and change left in the game, and ran the ball 11 straight plays and ran out the clock against a very good defensive team that knew they were going to run the ball. That thrilled me as an old-time Big Ten football fan. It was just so fun to watch a team just man up and run the ball at them when they knew you were coming and win the game like that. That was tremendous. I think that will give them a lot of confidence moving forward. Penn State is going to be okay, I think. I don't think Coach Franklin handled the loss well. He got into it with some fans on the way off the field, some hecklers. You can't engage that kind of stuff. I get it. It's his job. He pours himself into it. He can't beat Ohio State. He's lost something like 7 out of 8 since he's been at Penn State against the Buckeyes. The win was kind of a fluke in 2016. But you just can't engage the fans that way. Anyway, they're okay. Here's those two teams. Here are their remaining schedules on the regular season. Penn State has a home game, a whiteout coming up this week against the Washington Huskies. Then they go to Purdue. Then they go to Minnesota, where the Gophers are a little bit feisty here this year. They're playing the good football. And they end the regular season with a home game against Maryland. It's very possible that Penn State runs the table and finishes the regular season 11-1. Ohio State, here are their remaining four games. They play a home game this coming week against Purdue. They are at Northwestern. Actually, they're going to play that game on the north side at the home of the Chicago Cubs, Wrigley Field. Then they come home for their last two against the darlings of the media right now, the undefeated Indiana Hoosiers, and their bitter rival who they owe big time, that team up north. So Ohio State, you know, they're going to have their hands full in the last couple of games, I think. Penn State probably has an easier schedule than they do. But they could both wind up 11-1, and we'll see where that gets them. We'll see what Oregon does finishing out. They're undefeated and number one in the nation. Very interesting in the Big Ten. Okay, and other things that happened in Week 10, we have no more SEC teams undefeated in conference play. Texas A&M was the last one standing. They got hosed this coming week by South Carolina in Columbia. So A&M's 5-1 in the conference. Georgia, 5-1 in the conference. Tennessee is 4-1 in the conference. Texas and LSU are both 3-1 in the conference. So you've got five teams in the SEC with one conference loss, which makes the last 4 weeks of the regular season, I think, just tremendously fun to look forward to. Boy, there's going to be some great games there. Over the weekend, 7 top 25 teams lost. This late in the season, that's a little bit unusual, I think. Let's look at the other three conferences now. In the ACC, SMU, with their cleansing of the Pitt Panthers this past weekend in Dallas, and Miami, which they just outscored Duke in the second half. SMU and Miami look like they have the inside track to meet in the ACC title game in Charlotte. We'll see. Clemson's 5-1. They got beat at home by Louisville. Big upset there. Pitt 3-1 in the league. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but there aren't a lot of games left amongst those four teams playing one another. So right now the inside lanes go to SMU and Miami to get to the title game. The Big 12 is wide open, still up for grabs. BYU sits on top. They're undefeated. They're 5-0 in the conference. Iowa State got beat for the first time this past weekend by Texas Tech. They're 4-1. Colorado, Coach Prime and the boys, are 4-1 in the league. Kansas State and Texas Tech are 4-2. You have to even go down to mention Cincinnati, Arizona State, and West Virginia, who still have a chance. They're 3-2 in the conference, all three of those teams. So it's pretty much up for grabs. We'll talk more about BYU's opponent this week when we get to our picks later on. But the Big 12, a lot of big games coming up in that league. Okay, so SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, we've taken care of those races. How about the Group of Five? I've got Army and Boise State down as the most likely Group of Five team to be a conference champ and get an automatic bid to the playoff. Army still undefeated overall. They're in a conference this year for the first time ever, the American Conference. How apropos. They are undefeated. Boise State leading the Mountain West with a Heisman Trophy candidate, Ashton Gentry. They are one-loss ball club. Their loss was a three-point loss, 37-34, at Autzen Stadium against the number one team in the nation. They're not going to have that held against them very much, are they? They look really good. So right now, I think the favorites to get the G5 automatic bid would be Army if they can win the American Conference, and Boise State, who it looks like will probably host the Mountain West title game. Before we move on, a salute to the Vanderbilt football team, the Commodores. They're bowl eligible for the first time in a while. Clark Lee has done a great job with that team. They had their sixth win over the weekend. They beat both Alabama and Auburn this year. The last time that happened, had to look that up, was 1955, only 69 years ago. So salute to Vandy and that team. They've been fun to watch, and they are bowl eligible, which is really great achievement for that program. Okay, other issues in the sport. As I mentioned at the top, on Tuesday night, November 5th, other than that other thing that's going on November 5th, we'll have the first college football playoff rankings announcement on ESPN, I believe, at 7:30. I don't usually watch those, but I'll probably watch this year. It'll be the first time we have them putting the rankings into a 12-team playoff bracket, if you will. It'll be interesting to see how they rank, what they value in teams. They'll probably get asked some questions by whoever is representing ESPN at the show. And just... interesting to hear their thought processes and why they put people where they put them here. Obviously, these rankings will not be the rankings in December, but it'll be interesting to see how they go about the process here. You don't have anything else to watch Tuesday night, do you? He said, very tongue-in-cheek. Okay, moving forward. Conference title games. We're having a conversation earlier today via text with a couple of buddies, Jeff Cole, John Bennett. Should we keep them or no? I am on the fence. I would be perfectly okay. I don't really, care greatly either way. I would be okay if they did away with the conference title game and just had co-champions if two teams tied or three teams tied, tri-champions, at the end of the regular season. I don't see anything wrong with that. Most of the history of college football, that's how it went. There are lots of co-championship trophies in the trophy case in Columbus and Ann Arbor and places like that. Here's a scenario where I think it gets complicated now with a 12-team playoff and conference title games. Let's say we end up in the Big Ten with Penn State at 11-1. We mentioned their upcoming schedule. Let's say we have Ohio State winning out and 11-1. And let's say Oregon wins out and they're 12-0. So Oregon would then play Ohio State, I think, for the championship because Ohio State beat Penn State. Only two of those teams are going to be in the championship game. Penn State in that scenario would be left out of the championship game. So their record going into a college football playoff ranking would be 11-1. Oregon wins the game, let's say, don't want it to happen, but Oregon wins the game, they're 13-0, they're obviously a top seed. If Ohio State would get beat in that scenario, they'd be 11-2. Now, what's the playoff committee going to do? You've got 11-1 Penn State sitting there. Yeah, Ohio State beat them, but Ohio State's now a two-loss team. What would they do? Where would they put them? We have to see that play out, and we haven't had that in this 12-team playoff era here. So I think that's a scenario that not only could that happen in the Big Ten, it could happen in another conference as well. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago Washington State, member of the Pac-12, still holds the logo and the name and the money, along with Oregon State. Those are the two that were left behind, if you will. Washington State is 7-1, and they could be a real bid stealer come playoff time. Here's their remaining schedule. 4 games left, 1 loss, as I said. They are home to Utah State, at New Mexico, at Oregon State, and home to Wyoming. All 4 of those games feel very winnable by the Washington State Cougars. It's maybe likely that we have an 11-1 Washington State team sitting there on playoff pick Sunday afternoon. They beat Texas Tech. They beat Washington. Their only loss was a loss to Boise State. That won't be held against them very much. Boise State's going to be a playoff team, I think. So how about that? We could have a scenario where one of the bids, one of the 12 bids, gets taken by a Pac-12 school that's left over from the demolished league, the Washington State Cougars. And if they make it, they earned it. I'm not saying they shouldn't make it. They probably should make it if they're 11-1. But boy, who saw that coming? I don't think too many people saw that coming back in August. Moving to week 11. Now, we have some great games scheduled in various conferences that I jotted down here. We'll briefly go through those. Then we'll start looking at my picks. My week 10 picks are in, and we made some picks for week 11. So here we go. In the ACC, I wrote down 2 games for this coming weekend. Miami will be at Georgia Tech, road game for the undefeated Hurricanes. Never a really easy place to play, especially if they're playing on campus. And Clemson will play at Virginia Tech. Clemson's back is up against the wall now in terms of a playoff bid. They have 2 losses. Were they to lose another game, it'd be very probable that they wouldn't be in the playoff. Virginia Tech, tough place to play, too. That's why I wrote that one down. In the American, Army, the aforementioned Black Knights of the Hudson, will travel to North Texas, Denton, Texas, to play the North Texas Mean Green, if you will. That's not easy. Is Army favored? Yeah, I'm sure they are, but that could be a tricky one there. In the Big 12, it's the Holy War week, the annual rivalry between the two Utah powers, BYU and the Utah Utes. BYU undefeated. Utah on the skids. Started out 4-0. They're now 4-4. They're 0-4 in the league, so they're not playing for any trophies or anything like that. This will be Utah's season, and I'm sure Kyle Whittingham has some tricks up his sleeve for the BYU Cougars. That's going to be fascinating. That game is in Salt Lake City, home game for the Utes. Colorado will be at Texas Tech. That will be interesting. Coach Prime's team coming off a bye at the suddenly hot Texas Tech Red Raiders down in Lubbock. And WVU and Cincinnati will play an elimination game, as we mentioned earlier. Both are 3-2 in the league. Their kind of proximity there between those two schools. The loser of that one will be out, and the winner still has hope. In the Big Ten, Michigan will be at Indiana. Now, who'd have thunk it? Indiana's a 13.5-point favorite over the Michigan Wolverines. Never said that before in my life, but that's where we are. I think that's the CBS Paramount Plus game at 3:30. In the SEC, Alabama is at LSU. That's a traditional November rivalry game. That is also an elimination game for the college football playoff for all intents and purposes. Both of those schools have now lost twice, and one more loss would throw them out of there, I think. That's under the lights in Baton Rouge, one of the toughest environments to play in college football. We'll make a pick on that one later, but that'll be a great game. Also in the SEC, we have Georgia at Ole Miss. Ole Miss found their offense again last week and put 60-some points on the board at Fayetteville against Arkansas. They will host the Georgia Bulldogs, who are winning, but they're winning kind of ugly, I think it's fair to say. And that could be very interesting there, that one as well. Moving to the picks. All right, we've been picking four games a week all year here on the fifth quarter. We were 20-17-1, 20 wins, 17 losses, and a tie going into week 10. Our picks for week 10 were as follows. I picked Jacksonville State getting a point at Liberty. Jacksonville State won by a touchdown. That's a win for us. I picked Duke getting 20.5 at Miami. Was looking good in the second half, but Duke collapsed and they lost by 22, so chalk that one up for us as an L. I picked Ohio State giving 4 points at Penn State. They won by 7. Thank you, Buckeyes. And I picked Texas Tech, a 14.5-point underdog at Ames, Iowa, against Iowa State. Texas Tech won the game outright, so that's a win. 3-1, yay for us. That makes our record going into this week's picks 23 wins, 18 losses, and a tie. Now we get to put that on the line and make four more picks. Four games in week 11. Here's what we've chosen to prognosticate on. Michigan at Indiana. Michigan, a 13.5-point underdog. Never thought I'd say that this year either. At the Indiana Hoosiers. I'll take the Hoosiers. They're going to roll for one more week, I think. That Georgia-Ole Miss game, very intriguing to me. Georgia, a 2.5-point favorite at Ole Miss. I think Georgia will win the game. I might not want that to happen, but I think it'll happen. Alabama-LSU. LSU, a 2.5-point underdog at home at night in Baton Rouge. I know they're playing Alabama, but this isn't your father's Alabama team. I'm going to take LSU. And in the Holy War, Utah's a 4.5-point underdog at home against BYU. Like I said, I think Kyle Whittingham's got some things up his sleeve. They got nothing to lose. They can go crazy and try trick plays and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to pick Utah to win that game outright. But we'll pick them as a 4.5-point underdog. So there we are. One more thing. MACtion is back this week. Mid-American Conference midweek games. Two games on Tuesday night, two games on Wednesday night. As I scroll through the schedule, here it is for you people who might not want to watch something else on Tuesday night. Bowling Green will be at Central Michigan, ESPN2 at 7:30. And the Miami Redhawks, hot in the race for the MAC title, play at Ball State at 8 o'clock on ESPN. That's Tuesday. Wednesday night at 7, Northern Illinois will play at Western Michigan on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. And the Ohio Bobcats will travel to Dick Stadium to play the number 134 ranked team in the country, the Kent State Golden Flashes, at 7 o'clock on ESPNU. So there you go. There's some action this week. That's always nice to see. Again, what else are you going to watch on Tuesday, right? Okay, that's enough for this week. That's enough silliness. We'll be watching the games. We'll be having a lot of fun doing it. And that's it for us. I'm John Shomo. Thanks for tuning in to our college football podcast, The Fifth Quarter. If you have any comments or questions for us, please let us know at threegoodquestions@gmail.com. The email address is threegoodquestions@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for choosing us. Have a good week, everybody.